Hello, and welcome to the Femme Fatale podcast. My name is Lauren Kuiper, and I am here to guide you on a journey of self-love and empowerment, to dive deeper into being present with who you truly are, and to create your dream life. Join me as I explore topics that build connection and growth in our personal lives and in the world around us. Remember, everything of which you desire can already be found within.
And welcome back to the second episode of the Femme Fatale podcast. I would like to start out by saying that I was incredibly blown away by all the positive responses I got to the first episode. I had so many lovely people reach out to me and share their thoughts, and I really do like to read and reply to all the messages I get because, again, I want to be able to expand the conversation to you guys, and I really value what you guys think and all the unique perspectives that you share. So I was really nervous releasing the first episode because I really didn't know what I was doing, and I thought that my voice sounded weird at some points. And if you're anything like me, I have so many ideas to start new projects, but like for me, I get really hard on myself if I'm not able to do it perfectly the first time or if I know that I can do better. And that prevents me from following through with a lot of my more creative or out of the norm kind of ideas. But I've just been telling myself that everyone starts somewhere. So like my favorite singers train for years before releasing their albums. My favorite writers or actors or scientists. Everyone starts with little to no experience at some point, so just don't let that fear of being judged or ridiculed for not putting out the most amazing work right away stop you from trying something new. Personally, I actually learn the most by being thrown right into the deep end of things and then kind of learning from the opportunities that naturally begin to arise once you start putting yourself out there. And I'll most likely touch on this again later on in the episode because it will tie into a lot of the points that I make later on. So without further ado, let's get started. So I was writing down ideas for the podcast episodes and kind of creating a structure of what I wanted to talk about and the theme of finding a life purpose or life passion, goal setting, and kind of how we should structure our lives kept popping up for me. And I really wanted to sit down and talk about this because it's the beginning of fall 2020 and school is starting up again for a lot of us. But there are definitely a lot of changes this year with like the stay-at-home order and social distancing and classes being taught remotely. And with the drastic change in education to a purely online format, I think this gave a lot of us a chance to reflect on where we're at, not just academically, but in all aspects of our lives, both personal and social. I think that a lot of us were asking, is this it? Is this what I really want? And seeing where we are in our current political climate and how things are being handled around the world, like the pandemic or social justice issues or climate change, I think that there's kind of an air or ambiance, so to speak, of this needing to find that peace again, find that purpose, and realize what each of us can do individually in our lives to make a difference. And I feel like a lot of us feel trapped in this sort of purgatory and feel really defeated. But I want you to know that you can make a difference. In fact, you already are, even just by doing small things every day. I find that we love to idolize certain individuals in the media. After all, supermodels are considered, quote, models, and if we think about the cognition of the word model, that's someone who we look up to and try to base our lives off of. And don't get me wrong, there are some amazing models out there that use their platform to amplify voices of people that are underrepresented and use it for positive change. But at the same time, I think as a society, especially through the use of social media, we can give a platform to very negative voices and individuals spreading more harmful messages. When we scroll through social media and see that our feed is filled with celebrities and brands and lavish lifestyles, that can put a lot of pressure on us. Like, why don't I have all those things too? Why am I not rich enough to go to Bali every month and wear Versace and Gucci? We also see all the positive reinforcement that they get, such as all the comments and likes, and it reinforces that idea that that's what we should be doing. And they are more worthy than us because, like, wow, look, everyone loves them. They must be doing this whole thing right. Especially if I find someone who's younger than me become super rich and famous, sometimes I feel like I'm falling behind or not doing enough. But guys, really, the important thing to remember is social media is fake. It is so, so fake. I can't express that enough. It's literally a highlight reel. No one is going to post about all the lows in their life or how they couldn't afford rent that month because they spent it on some red bottoms. Like, I was actually scrolling through Twitter a few days ago and I came across this tweet that basically exposed a lot of influencers for using sets of private jets in their Instagram photos or spending a couple hundred on Prada and Louis shopping bags to make it look like they spent all this money. And I think the problem really comes out with the whole influencer title, where their job is literally to make content like that and nothing else. And I don't want to completely bash on the job either, because I know that they rely on an audience, so it's very consumer driven. However, I do want to make a point about who we follow. So for the most part, we can control what we see in the media and what we consume. So if someone posts something that makes you feel super low and like you're not where you need to be, please just use the block button. Like, it's free. The unfollow button is free. Like, get that toxic and negative energy off your timeline, because what we consume really does consume us. And I think that it's really important to follow people that you align with. So follow people that are doing what you love to do. I've gone through and deleted so many influencers and replaced them with mental health accounts or celebrities and models that support body positivity and growth. I follow climate change accounts and pages that make me laugh. I'm really into writing, so I follow my favorite authors or pages that support new writers. And of course, I follow a few dog pages in there as well. Once I did this cleanse, I felt so much better. I started following people that did what I wanted to do and were successful. And I'm sure a lot of us had dreams that our parents told us were not realistic. Our education system is really good at this too. It's always, don't be an artist, you'll never make any money, be a doctor. Or I've even heard, don't be a doctor, it's too expensive and it's hard to go to school, you'll miss out on your 20s. Or be a teacher. Or even, don't be a teacher, you'll work long hours and you don't make hardly anything. The point is, there's always going to be naysayers and people who don't agree with your life because it doesn't fit their perspective on what you should do and what you should be. And girl, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The people that are the most successful didn't listen to what their teachers said they should be or what their parents said they should be. They listened to what they wanted to be. And I do believe that we have passions and desires for a reason. My favorite quote by Marilyn Monroe is, quote, I used to think I looked out on the Hollywood night, there must be 1,000 girls sitting alone like me, dreaming of being a movie star, but I'm not going to worry about them. I'm dreaming the hardest. I'm a really strong believer that when you have the drive and the passion for something and you want something bad enough, you will get it. Because hard work always wins the race. And if you're doing something you love, you will feel more happy and fulfilled than following a dream that's not yours. Some dreams that we have, especially ones that our parents say are not realistic, might not have been realistic for them at the time. However, nowadays we have a very important new tool, and that is social media. I think that building your brand on socials can provide you with many opportunities that wouldn't have been available to you before. You can connect with nearly anyone in the industry of your choice at your fingertips, and that's something that I think everyone should be taking advantage of, no matter where you're at in your career, how old you are, or what you want to do. So when it comes to our social media, By following accounts of people doing what we want to do, we can learn from them and start building our own steps to success off of what worked for them. I took many business classes my freshman and sophomore year of college, and one tool that we always used was looking for the success of others and looking at the successes of others. So looking at the success of businesses, both big and small, and watching entrepreneurs and what might make a business fail or prosper, this is exactly what we can do and apply to our life passion and goals. Say you want to be a chef really, really bad, it's all you want to do. You can learn from other successful chefs online or on social media and even simple Google searches. Following these people will also give you the confidence about your dreams, and it might even push you to make an Instagram dedicated to your food creations. More opportunities can start flowing to you that way. When I started this podcast, it wasn't like I woke up one day and boom, made the first episode and published it. I did my research. I listened to mental health and self-help podcasts every morning, which is my chosen niche. And I followed many of the other creators online. From following them, it gave me the confidence to follow my passions and start my own podcast. One particular person who is very inspiring to me is Oprah Winfrey. I listened to her podcasts along with many others and learned the general structure of a podcast and how I should pace myself, the importance of proper introductions and conclusions. And from there, I added my own style and created what we have today. Of course, I've only scratched the surface when it comes to podcasting, but if I hadn't have found the people who share my passion, I might not have found the confidence or known what steps to take to be where I am now. So, what if you don't know where to start? You have no idea what your life passion is or what to do for the rest of your life, and it's confusing and overwhelming, and you just want to curl into a ball on the couch and cry. Well, first of all, I've been there and I probably go there at least 3 times a year. And second of all, that's completely normal. That's completely okay. We are pressured from such a young age to make these decisions about the rest of our lives. Then go to college, choose a degree that you think fits you, change it a few times, realize you're running out of money, so you pick one and graduate, get a job and work in that field until you retire. The American dream, right? And to be honest, there's nothing wrong with this. So many people are lucky enough to find their passion and be able to create a successful and fulfilling career following those steps. I think that's wonderful and amazing, and honestly, more power to you. But many of us just don't know what we want. And while the good news is, you don't have to do the same thing your whole life. A career change at any age is possible. There may be different obstacles, but it's still possible. And you can always have more than one life passion. In fact, I encourage you to have more than one life passion. So here's a tool that I use for finding my life purpose and life passions, and I think you should use it too. The concept is called Ikigai. According to Wikipedia, Ikigai is a Japanese concept that means a reason for being. The word refers to having a direction or purpose in life that which makes one's life worthwhile and towards which an individual takes spontaneous and willing actions, giving them satisfaction and a sense of meaning to life. The Ikigai looks like a Venn diagram using 4 circles. If you have a pen and paper with you, you can do this with me now or come back and play this episode over, and I will also post it on my Instagram and eventually on the Femme Fatale website. So basically what you want to do is draw your 4 circles so they all overlap each other in sort of a plus shape. Starting from the top circle and working clockwise, label them what you love, what the world needs, what you can be paid for, and what you're good at. Next, in the overlapping sections between each circle, working clockwise again, label them mission, vocation, profession, and passion. And in the very middle of all the circles is your Ikigai. After completing the Venn diagram and recording what specific items overlap, your life purpose or passion shall reveal itself to you as the center of the circle. In mine, for example, I put that I love nature, cooking, science, writing, travel, and linguistics. I said that the world needs more listeners, love, unity, and understanding. I can be paid for counseling, writing, teaching, and neurology. I'm good at writing, speaking, critical thinking, being creative, and management. And these are just a few of what I wrote. You can add more or less if you would like. Then I went in and found what sort of things overlapped. This gave me a general idea of what my ikigai is. Sometimes it'll be super obvious, like an exact job title, or most of the time I find that it gives a general direction and idea. In my case, I learned that I would be good as a freelance writer or therapist or someone who can work for themselves and have their own sort of practice. And this very much resonated with me, as I have never been someone who enjoyed working to make someone else rich. I've always shared my ideas and connect with other people, and I find that the meaning of life for me is simply to spread love and leave the place better than we found it. So I learned about this practice a few years ago when I saw it on a YouTube video, and I'm happy that I was able to revisit it in this exercise and see what might have changed. There were a few changes, but what I like about this exercise in particular is that it takes into account your true self and what's authentic to you. And I talked a little bit about authenticity in the last episode and how I feel that it's important to live your life as authentic to your true self as possible. Your authentic self will rarely change as it's based off of core values and morals. There's quite a few other tests and exercises out there to find your life purpose and passion, but oftentimes they just ask questions like, would you find fixing a leak in a pipe fun, yes or no? Would you like to organize files for your company, yes or no? And those types of tests rarely dig deep enough for me. I prefer something that's a little more abstract, less black and white, and can take into account my passion and purpose to find a career path. Now, of course, there are other ways to find out your life passion, and it doesn't have to be super deep if you don't want it to be. For example, a good question that you can ask yourself is, what would I do if money wasn't an issue? Or what would I do if I was the only person in the world? Other questions like, who is your role model and why, might be good too. Another tool that I like to use is a vision board. Vision boards are usually used for goal setting or manifesting, but they can also be a good tool to use for finding your life purpose. These are basically collages or mood boards of things that you really want to accomplish. For example, if you really want to lose 20 pounds, you can put a picture of your ideal weight on a scale, or if you really want to make $1,000, then you could put a picture of your bank account with the number 1,000 next to it, or if you want more followers or straight A's or a relationship, basically anything you want, you can put it on there. And once you're done, you might be able to see a pattern in the things that you want. That might give you a good idea of what your purpose might be. Lastly, I wanted to say that this is a lifelong journey. Things are going to change. You might feel drawn to one passion one day and a different one the next day, and that's okay. When you stop holding this expectation for yourself that you need to have everything figured out in life, then you really start living. You won't be afraid to fail or try something new, no matter how bad you think you are at it, or if you feel like you started too late in your life and you'll never be good enough. I had a problem like this for a while, and it led me to be okay at many things and not great at any of them because I had a fear of not being good enough to keep going with something that I loved. And if you are trying many things and they don't resonate with you, that's okay. Just keep trying them and see what fits. And lastly, if you guys are feeling overwhelmed with your future, try to stop comparing your future to now and compare your now to where you were. That's going to make you feel a lot more successful and ease a lot of anxiety off your shoulders. Okay, so that concludes this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I enjoyed making it. And again, I would love to expand the conversation on the topics covered today and hear any of your stories and thoughts on finding your life purpose. If you would like to, go ahead and leave a review or leave a comment on ways that I can make Femme Fatale better in the future. I have many ideas for upcoming podcast topics, including working with some guest speakers. And if you're interested, I will have a copy of the Ikigai exercise posted on my socials so you can find your life passion or even do it just for fun. I highly recommend it.
Again, thank you all so much, and I hope wherever you are, you're having a great day and staying safe. Bye!